Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing and that you're enjoying your day. And I welcome you to another video on the Soul Vitamins community. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about a quote or an adage that I recently heard or read somewhere. And I thought it was really, really interesting because I think that it's kind of one of the adages or one of the principles that I live my life by. And a lot of times I judge people based on this particular principle. And I hope I say it right. So basically, the essence of it is when you think you know, you don't know. And when you think you don't know, you know. It sounds like a Zen koan, right? Like, I mean, like the sun rose in the east and like, you know, it sounds very esoteric and abstract. But I think if you kind of just look at it a little bit deeper and kind of like try to extract the meaning from it, it makes absolute sense. Especially as an INFJ, I really believe that this is the way I kind of judge people, because when people start kind of behaving like they're too much of an expert, that they know everything, then I think to myself, hey, first of all, you're not an expert, because it's impossible to be an expert in this world. Hundreds of millions of bits of information is being created every second, not only by individuals, but by companies and scientific research authorities and scientists. I mean, this is like in general, hundreds of bits of information, thousands or millions of bits of information is created every second. And every industry almost is just pumping out so much information every year, every day, every second, that if you thought that you were becoming an expert in any shape or form, then you are sorely mistaken. But more than that, you know, I think that I really love when I can maintain this, and it's very difficult. You know, sometimes you are like, oh, I know everything about the subject matter. But if you can maintain that childlike sense of yours, you know, where you're like, oh my gosh, I know nothing about the subject, and I'm open as an empty pot, and I'm ready to take in information and to learn and to gather and to evaluate all the information that comes at me, because I'm doing it from a beginner's mindset. I think that is such a beautiful way of looking at the world, because you're not narrow-minded. You're not stuck in a little box where you're like, I know everything. I don't need to know anything else. No one will tell me anything new. I'm not going to listen to anyone or anything new, kind of thing. And a lot of people spend their lives in these little miniature boxes that they created themselves, you know. And they sit in these boxes and they pontificate from these boxes, and they pretend like they're major experts, and they're not. Now, I'm not saying that you can never pontificate. I do a lot of pontificating. I do a lot of these random videos. But I'm always doing it from a sense that, hey, I'm sharing one little teeny aspect of this situation, this subject, from my perspective, from my life experience. And there's so much more to it. And I'm sure I'm only covering a little bit of it, but I'm sharing it because I want to share it, because I think it's useful and hopefully it helps you. But realize that this is not the ultimate truth. It's not the absolute truth. It's not even perhaps the truth, you know, because maybe in a few years something new will be discovered and I'll be sitting there thinking, oh, I thought this was the truth, but I guess not, right? So from that perspective, I am sharing a lot of information on all these different channels I have, but from always this kind of beginner's mindset where, you know, I'm always hopefully kind of trying to convey the idea that, hey, I don't know that much. I know very little, actually. But I want to share the little that I do know, right? And whenever someone brings in the new perspective, I hope and I want to become in that manner that person who can take that perspective in and not let myself become a scholar that believes that they know everything and that they don't need any more information anymore, you know? I think that's where regimes, like dictatorial regimes are created, or dystopian societies are created, or cults are created, when people believe that they know everything that there's to know and that they don't need to learn anymore or think anymore, and everything's done. You know, just like, I'm done, I'm finished, yeah, I got everything. Now I can just sit and relax. Unfortunately, what happens in society, and you probably have noticed this as well, is that a lot of people, they study for the first, you know, 18 years of their life or 21, 24 years of their life while they're in school. And then they're like done. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I know everything that I need to know. I never need to study again. I never need to pick up a book. I never need to pick up an audio program or anything like that. I never need to learn again. I know everything that I need to know and I'm done, you know. And that, again, is the same kind of idea where you're like, okay, I know what I know. And I think that's enough. There's nothing else I need to know. And I'm never going to even try to know anything else. And if anyone brings in new ideas into my sphere, I'm going to reject them instantaneously. Right? And so if you think you know, you don't know. But if you think you don't know, that gives you a space. You know, you're an empty pot then. And I think I've even read a Zen saying like this. You know, the Zen master was like, you need to become like an empty pot. I think that was a Zen saying. But whatever, that you need to become like an empty pot, because otherwise, how am I going to fill you with information if you're already full of information, right? If you're a full pot, where is information going to go? It has no place to go. It's just going to overflow and disappear. But if you're empty and open and just open to new ideas, open to getting all this inflow of information, then you have the space to inculcate it and to think about it and say, yes, I like this information, I'm going to keep it. Or say, no, actually, this does not feel right to me, or this doesn't jive with what I have learned in the past, and I'm going to just store it away in the side and see how in the future if I can bring it in or not, right? And so I really like this because, you know, always forever, INFJs in general are forever learners, and we are lifelong learners. But sometimes I do notice that I have this kind of arrogance that creeps into me that says, hey, you've learned a lot. You've read so many books. You're so smart. Just saying it out loud makes me want to laugh. But in my head, it sounds great, right? Anyway, so, you know, I do sometimes get into this sort of arrogance about knowledge, because we do, I have, you know, gathered a lot of knowledge. I've read a lot. I've listened to a lot of programs. And so I think I know, but as soon as I think I know, I don't know. And, you know, hopefully something breaks my ego and says, hey, you actually have no idea what you're talking about. And then I feel desperately sad for a few days, but then I realize, actually, this is a good thing, because now I know I don't know, so I can start learning again, right? And I can be open, and I can be a beginner again, and not pretend like I'm an expert. Oh, look at me. So, you know, these moments of arrogance thankfully don't come up that often for me, but they do come up. And I think it's really a reminder for me every single time it does come up to say, hey, you're getting too big for your britches, and you need to be careful, because you're getting into a state of mind where you are becoming closed off to everything. Like, oh no, I don't need to listen to anything, blah, blah, blah. And that's a dangerous position to be in, because that's when you do that, that's when you can't take in new information and you pretend like everything's exactly the same and you're just stuck, right? I think that's when all of these horrible disasters happen in the world, because people get really enamored in their ideas and they're like, no, I don't see anything that's happening. And there might be atrocities being committed right next to them, like concentration camps and things like that. And they're like, no, I don't see anything. I'm fine. I'm not going to be able to take any more new information because I am in my little bubble, right? And they pretend like everything's okay. And people who looked back at them, you know, at history, are like, how could they not have seen? Well, they couldn't have seen. Their buckets were full. Their pots were full. There was no possibility of new information coming into their system. They were just so closed off, right? And I hope that none of us will ever get to that position where we're so closed off that we can't take in any more new information. That would be a really terrible spot to be in, I think. But yeah, I would really love to hear your opinions or thoughts about this saying, this principle. And if you have some principles that you kind of abide by in your daily life, I'd love to hear those as well. This is just one of my principles. I'm sure I have many others, some intentional, some non. But yeah, please let me know. And again, thank you so much for being here and for supporting me. And I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.